Taliban terrorists demand role in all future UN climate talks. By Simon Kent on December 1, 2024. Afghanistan's governing Taliban terrorist organization on Sunday demanded representatives be allowed to join all future UN global climate talks after returning from COP29 in Baku, where its officials were welcomed for the first time. AFP reports the Afghan delegation had attended in the wake of the Taliban sweeping to power in August 2021 through a bloody takeover, having failed to get an invite to the past two COPs, Conference of the Parties, held in Egypt and the United Arab Emirates. This is despite a Taliban representative previously claiming the jihadist organization will, if permitted, play an indispensable role on the international stage engaging in climate issues among other supposed global challenges. Now it is again calling for inclusion. Afghanistan must participate in such conferences in the future, said Majal Haqqalis, the Director General of Afghanistan's National Environmental Protection Agency, at a press conference on Sunday. He described Afghanistan's attendance last month at the talks as a big achievement. We participated in the conference this year so that we could raise the voice of the nation about the issues we are facing. What the needs of the people are, we must share these things with the world. He said the Afghan delegation had meetings with 19 different organizations and governments, including with delegations from Russia, Qatar, Azerbaijan, and Bangladesh. The Taliban, which has imposed an austere version of Sharia Islamic law since taking power, also says it will seek to be part of the $100 billion per year in climate finance through 2025 that was agreed at the summit in order to help save the world from climate change. Related, conservative activist, where are feminists urging protection of women, children in Afghanistan? CBS News has previously blamed climate change for abetting the Taliban in their rise to power in Afghanistan, insisting global warming has forced farmers into debt and into the arms of the Taliban, as Breitbart News reported. In its defense, CBS News is not the only entity attempting the Herculean feat of connecting Islamic terror to climate change. In 2014, Charles B. Strozier, professor of history at the City University of New York, asserted that environmental stressors and political violence are connected in surprising ways and suggested driving hybrid cars as a way to thwart the Taliban's war on girls. If more Americans knew how glacial melt contributes to catastrophic weather in Afghanistan, potentially strengthening the Taliban and imperiling Afghan girls who want to attend school, would we drive more hybrids and use millions fewer plastic bags? Strozier asked rhetorically. How would elections and legislation be influenced? Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.